is the Panthers Pulse, an inside look at the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League, exclusively at Panthers.com.
Neither rain, nor snow, nor sleet, or anything else that was falling here in the Winston-Salem area could dampen the spirits of these NFL hopefuls at Wake Forest University's Pro Day. This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com in a very, very chilly Winston-Salem. We're overlooking the practice fields here at Wake Forest University where they held their Pro Timing Day. And let's just say it was a timing day like no other. Started in a bit of rain, and as you can see on the practice field, Tom, if you'll zoom in for me behind me, quite a sheet of ice built up right here on the practice field. Thankfully, 2 hours ago, when players were out here getting ready for Pro Day and going through their timings, it was not that bad. But right now, I tell you, this almost could double as a Weather Channel live shot. This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com. Boy, I tell you, it has been some day. But for these Wake Forest Demon Deacons, hey, they had to grin and bear it because, first of all, they're football players. They got out here on the practice field, they got it going, and they went through the motions. And I tell you, one of the guys that came out today, a guy who had very little to prove, Michael Campanaro, wide receiver from Wake Forest. You know, he had a great day at the Senior Bowl, and he had an equally impressive performance at the Combine. Came out here today, he stood on his times for the Combine. They were really good. And as you see here by this video today, he came out and went through the drills as a wide receiver, trying to show these NFL scouts his worth as a slot receiver. Kind of an interesting position because when you talk about big names at wide receiver, everybody talks about guys 6'4", 6'5", who can go over the top, but here you have a guy in the mode of a Wes Welker who can work underneath in the slot and get things done. And he proved himself today. And after today's Pro Day, we got a chance to talk to him, and here's exactly what he had to say.
Sir, I guess this wouldn't be classified as a perfect script today, yeah, but still a chance to get some work in.
Yeah, anytime you can come out here and perform in front of NFL teams, I mean, it's truly an honor having so many teams come out and watch us. So, you know, rain, sleet, snow, we had it all today, but we're just, you know, it's football weather, so we're excited to come out here and work out for these teams.
What did you want to show scouts today? I mean, you had such a great performance at the Combine. You had a great week at down in Mobile. I mean, what was there left to prove?
I think just, you know, showing my routes and my versatility, running outside stuff, inside stuff. You know, I did the Senior Bowl in the Combine, so teams have seen a lot of me, but just reassuring, you know, their evaluation. You know, I catch everything thrown my way, and I run clean routes. So, and also, I mean, it's our Pro Day. Wanted to come out here and compete with, you know, all the seniors I've been playing ball with for the past 5 years.
And I guess also having these scouts on campus, you know, they can find out a little bit more about you off the field as well, can't they?
Yeah, definitely. Talk to, you know, professors. Our tutors are right up here and talk to some old coaches. So I think I'm going to check out with that. I don't think I have any problems. But definitely, I mean, they're probably investigating as much as they can.
It's amazing how much those intangibles count towards an NFL career, don't they?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you're getting paid millions of dollars. They're going to make sure their investment is secure. So, you know, they want great football players, but, you know, NFL teams want, you know, good guys off the field as well. So they're going to do their investigation to make sure they're getting the clean guy.
Mike, what are you hearing about your draft status at this point after the Combine? Obviously, a lot of time between now and May.
Yeah.
What are you hearing?
From most of the teams,
Campanaro is one of those guys that will draw attention from NFL scouts because of his dependability. And also, as you talk to folks here on the campus, here at Wake Forest, they talk about Campanaro's citizenship and the way he carries himself on campus, and that will certainly serve him well. Now, let me also talk about some other guys who really put themselves on the radar today. One of the guys is Nikita Whitlock. Now, he is an interesting story because he's an undersized nose tackle, and he was able to play against some of the Giants in the ACC. Now, the question is, as we look forward to the NFL, where will Nikita play as a player? Well, today he came out, did his drills, and not only worked out as a nose tackle and did those drills, he also worked out as a fullback and did some drops as a linebacker. And he is just one of those players that you, those stories that you run into at pro timing days, because these guys come out and NFL scouts get a chance to meet these guys and really try to project them into the NFL. Now, we just want to change format here, because what we're going to do today, we're going to open up our pro timing day live shot to fans, and you've answered in on Twitter, and Facebook, and sent in questions. And Dan LaTaraca, a contributor from Panthers.com, is here. And Dan, let's get some of the fans' questions.
Absolutely, Mike. Well, Keith W. Kelton on Twitter asks, will the Panthers find the next Ricky Prohl at this Wake Forest Pro Day?
Well, very, very interesting that he asked that question, and we hear Ricky Prohl, well-known around this campus, all-star receiver, ended up playing in the NFL for many years, and is now the Panthers' wide receivers coach. And when you talk about a guy like Michael Campanaro, as I said before, he kind of fits that role. And I use Wes Welker, but also when you talk about Ricky Prohl and the type of career he had. I mean, he was a guy who made a living in the slot. And how many Panther fans can forget that Ricky Prohl catch in Super Bowl 38 where he went for the touchdown down the seam? And that's just the kind of thing that you get out of Michael Campanaro. So good question there.
Absolutely. Well, we have another one on Twitter from Rodney McClintock asking, could the Panthers look to trade down and pick up an earlier draft selection because all the top wide receiver talent might be gone by the 28th pick?
Well, as you know, from any draft in the past, Dan, all options are on the table. And there's two schools of thought. If you try to move up in the draft, it's going to cost you draft picks in the future. Mm-hmm. But if you move down, you can start to gain more draft picks. Now, we've all seen teams trade back, get some extra picks, use one of those extra picks to move back up and grab a guy. And it's a lot of things you can do. And I tell you, when you're picking at that number 28 spot, you don't know how it's going to shake out. I mean, right now, there's so many quarterbacks projected at the top of that draft that could be real draft day surprises, that it could really push some other positions down. And especially when you're talking about Panthers' needs, you talk about offensive tackle, you talk about wide receiver. I mean, sure, it'd be great if one of those big wide receivers were able to push down and get them, or one of the real fine offensive tackles. But one thing we do know, it's not just all about the first round, because values can be found in the second round, third round, heck, all the way down to street free agents. You can find some players who can play in this league.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one thing we saw here today.
Oh, sure.
Because when you look at these players out here, not a lot of name players, but also, like the guy I talked about, Nikita Whitlock. I mean, it's hard to project where he would go, because the guy, at this point, you're not sure what teams are looking at him as far as his position. But he's a guy that can get in camp. And you do know one thing, he's a football player.
Sure.
And when you have a football player on your roster, you can find somewhere for that guy to play.
Absolutely. Well, we actually have one more final question about wide receivers here. And from Justin Johnson on Twitter, are you, Mike, confident in our receiving corps right now? Or, you know, what do you think the Panthers could do to really just up their game in that respect?
Well, here's the deal. And I know within Pantherland there's been a lot of acrimony about the events of the last week with the release of Steve Smith. And other receivers signing, Brandon LaFell going on and signing, to again signing elsewhere. But I'll just say this to Panther Nation. You have to wait until the whole picture unfolds, because guaranteed there will be receivers to fill this roster, and that the folks in the Panthers management are working to make sure that that is true. And when you talk about the whole picture, it's not just the first week of free agency. I mean, if we go back to Dave Gettleman's first press conference, he said that in free agency, if you're the kind of team that jumps at those initial free agents, you might tend to overpay and bankrupt your future. And we know for a fact that the way this team is being built, with the draft picks that this team has had in the last 2 years, you're talking about number one picks. Three in a row.
Hit on everyone.
Hit on every row. And then you throw in Kawan Short, Dan. You're talking about four guys there who can really be the cornerstone of this franchise in the future. Now, as bleak as it may seem, this is just a small portion of the rebuilding of this roster. And the only thing we know in the NFL, the only certainty is change. And there has to be change. And this change will It will look better, trust me, after free agency concludes, after the draft concludes, heck, even after we sign street free agents, mm-hmm. you don't know who is going to step up and rise up and fill those positions. So, yeah, I do have confidence in our leadership of this team that they are going to work to make this team better.
Well, there's some good-looking players in the roster right now at receiver that might get a chance to really contribute next year, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's plenty to keep an eye on, and this team could look a lot different by the time it gets even Wofford.
Yeah, and when I said last year, you talk about the guys that are on the roster, like a Javaris King, okay? Here's the great thing about a player like that. He has been on the roster for most of this last season. He knows your system. Mm-hmm. And this is a young man who is developing. And we talked about Ricky Prohl as a receivers coach and what he does. And you talk about just the overall consistency that they will have in that room because his coaching staff has been together for a few years. They will be able to develop players, and you never, never know. Somewhere right now, there's a player who will step in and who will make catches and make plays for the Panthers this coming season. Well, Dan, thank you, man. Hey, what I want to do now is just talk about briefly where we're going to go from here as we wrap up this pro day here in Winston-Salem. Tomorrow, we will be on the campus of Charlotte University in Charlotte for their very first pro day. And those players will be going through their pro timing day on Richardson Field and McCall Richardson Stadium, and we will be there to cover the first pro day at Charlotte University. And that's where we will be. And as always, stay tuned to Panthers.com for all the latest news and information and all the happenings leading up to the Panthers draft right here on Panthers.com.